Well, it's Christmas time again, and it's your old pal, Bing Crosby. Kicking off the final full Radio Labyrinth podcast of 2019. Season 4 is coming to an end, but have no fear, we have one more episode left in the can. Well, I want to thank all the producers who helped us all year long. We got Jason Chappell, Mike Hall, Sean Hall, fellow by the name of Chad Shepard, Al McKeon, Daniel Pitts, Tim Slayton, Andrew Hopkins, Jonathan Wilson, Keith Tate, Brian Smith, Steve Knutson, Melissa Knowles, John Sutherland, Mike D, Eric Malmstrom, Matt Carter, and Beth Van Elswick. I hope everybody has or had a wonderful Christmas. And keep looking ahead, because 2020 is right around the corner, a brand new year. Get out there and lose some weight and stop drinking and smoking so many cigarettes and doing all that crack you and the young people like to do. Ba-ba-ba-boo. Christmas in Killarney with all of the boys from home.
Hey there, radios. This is Dean, a.k.a. Rockdale Tiger, inviting you to listen to this week's episode of Mike TV as we recap the season finale of HBO's Watchmen. Join Lisa and I as we discuss The Last Stand of the Seventh Cavalry, the true nature of Lady True, and Ozymandias saves the world again. All this and more on this week's episode of Mike TV, and join us next week as we recap the best TV shows of 2019.
Jeff, you celebrate Hanukkah, don't you?
Yeah.
Half of it.
Half of it.
It's your Christmas present.
They say your neighbor paid $300 for pole dancing classes. Oh, Velvet Jones.
What a shame. Why spend good money on classes when you can do that for half the price in my basement? It's all in my new book entitled, How to Dance Like a Ho.
Damien and Mika are my new neighbors. They paid $1.2 million for an apartment where Mr. Robinson's friend Frankie used to cook crack.
We ordered a new 72-inch Samsung TV, and they said it was delivered, but it's not in the lobby. And we were wondering if you knew anything about that?
Don't worry, boys and girls. Mr. Robinson knows just what to say in situations like this.
Oh, you think I stole your TV because I'm black?
No. Oh, my gosh. No, of course not.
It always works, boys and girls.
That's why Mr. Robinson has to wear this Santa Claus suit to sneak in and out of his building. But it just isn't a disguise, boys and girls. Because when I add this little kettle here, and when I add this little bell, it becomes a small business.
Put that cocoa down. Cocoa is for cobblers only. You think I'm screwing around? I am not screwing around.
We'd like to show you another one of Mr. Mainway's products. It retails for $1.98, and it's called Bag of Glass. Mr. Mainway, this is simply a bag of jagged, dangerous glass bits.
Yeah, right. It's, it's a glass. It's broken glass. You know, I mean, it sells very well, as a matter of fact, you know.
Women.
Oh, no, their dicks are normal like ours. Remember that?
No.
It's Eddie Murphy back in the day. I think it's on Delirious.
I missed his thing last night. I'm so sad.
Oh, it was good. I stayed up for it. Well, I did fall asleep and then got up and watched the rest of it.
I'll catch it this week. I've heard it was great.
It was very funny. It was sort of like the most recent Star Wars movie, and so much as they crammed shit in there to make people who used to like Saturday Night Live happy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but you had a lot of good stuff, and it's all a lot of those clips are in the intro. Hi, this is our Christmas show 2019. This is the final episode of 2019. We have one more episode, but it's already in the can.
Yeah.
You're in the can.
You like it in the can. You like these bells. I'm going to play these bells the whole show.
Okay.
No, I'm not, because people probably get annoyed with that.
No, I'll feel like I was at that thing I was at last night.
Steph, Santa Claus has been cut in half and slapped on Steph's head. She is wearing, Nathan, picture this. She is wearing earrings that are,
ornaments?
Christmas ornament earrings, but they're balls. The bulbs.
Yeah.
Christmas
flashing.
Lights.
Are they still flashing?
Yeah,
they are.
Flashing. Okay, good. And she has the most awesome Christmas hoodie ever made.
I think so.
It is Gizmo, the Mogwai.
And Stripe.
And Stripe, the gremlin. Because Mogwais aren't gremlins yet.
No.
But it's really cool.
Oh,
and we'll
thanks.
Have pictures of it, and you'll probably have seen it before this comes out. Jeff's wearing his Radio Labyrinth hat.
Yep.
And I'm not wearing anything.
Well,
I'm stark naked.
I'm dressed. So thank you guys for being patient with us this week, most specifically me and my cat. You know, he is fading, but hopefully we're slowing it because I'm a human and I can't let go.
You know, that's how everybody feels.
You can't let go of your pet, but he seems to be.
You got to get it so you can do the fluids at home.
Yeah, I'm going to do that at home. I'm nervous about doing that because of the dogs, but I don't think they'd bug us. Moving along to a happier note, it's going to be Christmas very soon. We have a very festive room and show. We have presents everywhere and treats that we made and gifts from everybody. I can't wait to get on with it.
Well, I just want to say, are we going to talk about how amazing our bowling thing was? It was so cool.
Yes, we are.
Come on, everybody, gather around.
Jeff was dressed as Adrian Zemed. Yeah, Jeff was dressed as Adrian Zemed. And I was the guy from Dynasty.
Which was, we talked about this. I can't remember it now.
I don't remember his name. It was in that real violent movie with Charlie Sheen.
You really narrowed it down there.
Where they're in California and they're just going around beating the shit out of people.
Oh, right.
Bad boys or something like
that. Something crazy. I remember that.
So we did. We had a great time at the bowling. I want to thank everybody who came out. What'd you guys think of it?
Oh.
I drove around that place four times.
Jeff got mad. It's not easy
to
find.
There is a sign on the other side of the building. The if you go around the front of it towards the back, there's a sign, but it wasn't lit up. When we left, it was lit up, and I saw it. I was like, how did I miss that?
Now, what's it called again?
It wasn't lit up.
Comet Pub and
Lanes?
Yeah.
It's not usual for a bowling alley to be in a strip mall.
Right.
So maybe that's why.
I mean, I remember whenever Lisa and I went there the first time, I probably should have mentioned to you guys that it's a little bit, you know, but I forgot about it, honestly.
Well, I couldn't find the damn thing, and then finally, I was just driving. Excuse me. I was driving, and I looked up and saw the sign. I'm like, all right, I'm here. Went in, and I actually bowled like ass. I don't bowl as good as I used to.
Oh, I bowled terrible.
I should have put the bumpers up.
No, you're a grown man.
Mine was awful. And I had such a great crew. I had a great squad. I had Tim and Terry there with me. They were great. Terry, who never bowled ever, she like freaking starts blossoming. She's kicking everybody's ass. Everybody but Matt Carter, who first thing, I think he was just kind of screwing around.
Mm-hmm.
And then then he really brought the shit the next time around, and then he was killing it. But I don't know. And we had all the Matts. We had Matt Howard. We had Matt Carter. We had all the Tims. We had Tim Allen.
Yep.
Tim. So
we had. We also had Mike Hall from Atlanta Pizza and Euro. Dustin Lawler, Jeff and I bowled in the same team.
Chad
Shepard showed up.
Chad,
how about that thing, Chad Shepard? Okay, guys, listen to this. Chad Shepard, one of our awesome producers. Now, he used to be a regular guy's intern. I knew him for a very long time. He had a custom Redbox troll doll made.
I've been inquiring about how to get one, but they won't release any information unless Chad gives us the order number.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
why don't you ask him? I have asked him.
Oh, I can't find it.
That thing was it was so cool.
The pencil.
Yes,
it had everything.
It was so cool. I wanted him to just come alive and start, you know, telling us horrible movie synopsis right there.
Well, you know, it's inspired me. So the Redbox Troll will return in 2020.
Yay.
But it's got to be a slightly different way of doing it.
Yeah.
Instead of how I did it before, which was last minute and right before the show started.
I don't think anybody noticed. It was so good.
Well, thank you, but what a great the place was awesome. The food was really good there.
Yeah, and then we had Denise Reynolds showed up and brought us presents.
Oh, I know.
And
Emily Hine Warren
and her husband Vigo Pesci.
Vigo Pesci
and Miranda and her cool sister Rachel.
Yeah.
And then we had
they bowled on their own. They bowled on their own down the way.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't enough room on our lanes. But. Yeah.
And even Suede showed up.
Yeah.
He dipped in. I mean, I know I can't remember everybody. It was all a blur, but yeah. It was just, it was so cool. I had such
too
a good
many
time.
Tip top cocktails.
I had a, well, you know, I was.
I had a few too many beers.
Yeah, I was a little bit lit.
Yeah, me too.
A little bit.
That's why I stuck around and had some soda.
Well, then, you know, then.
Aaron Raymond.
Brought us a case of alcohol.
Oh, we got to try some of that, right?
We did. I brought us three of the beers that he gave us.
Right.
And we're going to try, especially the Betty White. I wanted to try that one. And I wanted to try the Uncle Rick's Pilsner and the Southernality IPA. So
are those cold?
Yeah, they're cold.
I'll take some of that Pilsner, please.
You want some of that Pilsner?
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Aaron Raymond.
Do we remember where he worked?
I feel like, was it Eagle Rock? Does he work for Eagle Rock?
Oh, don't they make that real tasty ginger ale?
But they do a lot of like Budweiser. Whoever does Budweiser, that's who he works for.
All right.
Because that's like his main thing. He doesn't really care for the IPAs, he said.
I don't like IPAs at all.
Well, I do.
It's like dirt. Hey, let's drink some dirt.
Well, that's what we're about to do is drink some damn dirt then. I don't know what your problem is.
No, you got me the Pilsner. I'm going to try the Pilsner.
Well, it's just an IPA. It says right on the can IPA.
I thought you said it was a Pilsner.
It's a Pilsner IPA. No, Uncle Rick's. I'm sorry. I opened up the wrong one.
Hey, don't call me an Uncle Rick.
I'm sorry. Jeff, are you going to try this?
I can't
this?
Help it that I'm white.
Yeah, I'll try a little. You got cups?
Yeah, I got little baby cups for little baby drinkers. Here you go.
Oh, it's got a nice head on it.
Yeah.
You like a nice head, don't
he
you?
He does.
Yeah. Like a nice little.
So is this the Pilsner?
This is the Pilsner. I'm going to give you too much, just enough.
Smells good.
You save it.
Ooh, it does smell good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a Pilsner lager guy. I'm not a big into the ales.
I've tried a few of these at the house, and they are all good.
Yeah?
I haven't had one that was bad. And so that is the Uncle Rick's Pilsner that you're trying there.
Mm-hmm. Should I sip it?
Sip it. Yeah, yeah. And tell us what you think. What do you think?
It is a good Pilsner.
Oh, yeah?
It's crisp, but it doesn't go down harsh, and it has a nice aftertaste, but it's hoppy.
Mm.
It is a hoppy.
Ooh, it does taste
it's a hoppy,
hoppy
Pilsner, yeah. Mm. I like that, because
yeah.
I like a hoppy beer. I just can't handle the heavy IPA stuff.
What is it about that?
I don't know. It's like somebody said, hey, we accidentally made this shit taste like shit. Let's market it.
See, our fella here, the guy who gave it to us, he's a do-or-die Budweiser Red Label fella, and so is my brother. And to me, that tastes like goat piss.
What does?
Red Label Budweiser.
Oh, I like Bud, though. But you know what I like? I like regular old Budweiser. Ice cold red Budweiser.
That's what I'm talking
cold
about.
Cold Budweiser, yeah.
Ugh, no.
You don't like that regular old Bud?
Fuck no.
How about regular old Coors?
No.
The banquet beer.
I don't want you to keep your damn banquet beer. I don't want Coors. That shit either. No.
You having a banquet?
I like a nice wheat-based beer.
Wheat beer.
I like a nice wheat-based
beer. Hefeweizen?
Exactly. You're a Hefeweizen.
So, yeah, thanks for everything. Everybody that came out all year long, you guys have been great listeners, and we appreciate it. And stay tuned, because we're going to be updating everything, the website. We're going to be updating the Patreon page. And starting out season 5, the first week of January. We're crazy. Recording on the 4th.
Crazy,
man, crazy. All right, let's see. Hey, I interviewed Bert Kreischer the other day, guys, on the phone, and that'll be at the end of this show.
Was he fun?
Yeah, man, he knew who I was. He remembered we talked about, you know, we had a very limited window because it was one of those press tour interviews.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And we just talked about some shit and talked about, you know, what he's doing. And he's coming to town in April, coming to Atlanta in April, but he's doing a national tour.
Oh, are we going to get him?
I hope so. I certainly do hope so. He said he'd stop by.
If we're recording on Saturdays now, I feel like that's going to open us up to get more people.
I think so, too. Especially comedians if we do it earlier in the day.
Right, because they're here in town doing shows Saturday night. So we could scoop them up on their way on to do their shit.
And plus, we can get you geared up for a week of TV instead of recapping shit that you've already seen.
Well, I mean, we're not much to recap anyway.
I like that.
You want to recap, right. You got to listen to your mic.
Wait,
mic
don't throw
TV.
The cup away. Don't throw the cup away, because you're going to have to
put my
have
cup
it.
Over here.
Oh, yeah, the Mic TV. This week's Mic TV is 17 hours long. Have you heard their
it's
new...
It's as long as Dr. Manhattan's penis?
Have you heard their new clothes?
No.
Keep it thorough?
Keep it thorough.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to give you some of the little this Betty White.
Yeah, I've always wanted to taste Betty White.
I know you have. She looks like she would go down smooth.
Mm. You ever see those old playing cards she appeared topless on?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, back when she was a little...
Well, it was before... she was a radio
person
first.
When she was a
first.
Snack back in the day.
But yeah, she's totally nude. She's a...
What?
Well, she's wearing pants, but...
That's not totally nude.
Her boobs is out.
Ooh.
Yeah,
Betty White. I don't want to see that.
Well, it's not like they did it yesterday.
I don't care,
this
but that's...
From the, what is this?
This
is Betty
White? White?
What kind of beer is Betty White?
Oh, this is my type of beer.
Read the can.
Yeah.
It's a white stout.
A white stout?
White stout? That's racist.
It is.
Yeah, man. Why do white people got to ruin everything?
I don't know. They got to be all whatever about it.
From Kenner's Star Wars, the Empire Strikes Back collection, it's Millennium Falcon that you put together. Batteries not included.
Nice landing, Han Solo. Uh-oh, come on, Chewbacca. Stormtroopers are coming.
Action figures each sold separately.
Got him on radar. I'll fire the laser cannon.
There's even a hidden storage hatch.
Ready for takeoff. Jump to light speed. We're gone. On to the Death Star.
Millennium Falcon from Kenner's Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back collection. Action figures each sold separately.
Oh, my stars, I've never been so busy before. It seems Christmas arrives sooner each year. Christmas in the stars. Christmas in the stars, what a merry Christmas this will be. Christmas in the stars, out among the stars, lighting up a Christmas tree. Come on, everyone, and sing.
Wow, that's an interesting taste.
Yeah, it's good, though.
Yeah.
I like it.
I do, too.
Betty?
It tastes like a stout, but it's not.
No,
stout.
This feels like it came
You could drink
from
a couple of these. Like, normally if I have a stout, I have one, and
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, too filling.
You could have a couple of these.
No, this is from, what's that town that she was from?
Shitville, New York?
No! Rosen Island.
Oh.
What town was it?
I don't remember.
She was always talking about that town on Golden Girls.
Oh. I don't recall, but boy, this is tasty beer.
Well, you can have some more if
you
want.
I don't want any more beer.
Okay, it was very good.
Thank you.
Good beers.
Thanks a lot, Andrew. We really appreciate it. And I'm going to say that I like the Betty White best.
Of the two that we tried.
Well, at home, though, I tried the Tucker, and that had notes of banana nut
Tucker,
and whatnot in it. And that one was really good.
What's the Tucker? Is it?
It's a wheat-based.
Is it made in Tucker?
No, I don't think so. Oh, yeah. It was just called a Tucker. But it was really good. All of the beers that he's... I have not like opened one of them and been like, ooh.
Okay.
Yeah, they were good.
Poop.
Mark it.
Have you guys had a good weekend so far?
No.
I saw Star Wars yesterday.
Yeah? Yeah? I saw Star Wars last week. I saw it the week it premiered. Have you seen it yet?
Uh-uh.
Do you care to?
Not really.
No? Well, we're not going to really spoil it.
Except to say it's Baby okay. Yoda's Chewbacca's grandson.
Yeah, I knew that.
Well, somebody, a little fairy, gave me an amazing Christmas gift.
Who's the somebody?
It would be Jeff LaBeouf.
Yeah? What did he give you?
He gave me Disney Plus. For a year.
Holy shit.
Get the good stuff.
He
Mr. Rich,
did.
Mr.
Yes,
Moneybags
he
over
did.
Here.
And listen. And so, of course, now.
I printed out that keychain.
I love it.
Nathan Malkinson or whatever. The kid on South Park bought from Nathan.
I love it.
Now I feel like shit.
Well, let me tell you something. I feel great because I have already watched the first four episodes of The Mandalorian.
And what was
great, isn't it?
Ask you how many you watched.
I want to run away with Baby Yoda. Just me and that baby.
Where do you see the one with Bill Burr?
Bill Burr
wait.
Fucking was awesome on there.
Yeah.
All right.
That fucking baby dropper.
I'm jacked. I really am. I'm very excited.
Now I'm fucking all. I feel like I did last year.
Do you? Yeah.
Gift wise.
Oh, you should never feel like that.
That was pretty shitty.
That
last
was really
year.
Bad. Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't
it
think
was.
You could ever. I don't think you could ever do worse than that.
I don't think I could either. I actually tried this year. But I feel lazy because you guys got more than one gift. Anyway, all right.
Are you kidding me? Do you think I felt great after Jeff told me he got me that?
I made cookies.
I was like, I made cookies.
I got it for you and for Pickle.
Well, Pick.
Who's
let
Pickle?
Me tell you
oh, that's your husband.
Yeah. Pickle is in heaven. We're both loving it. And I know there's a bunch of stuff coming on Disney Plus next year, actually, that I was really interested in seeing. So,
what are you watching? Other than The Mandalorian.
That's it so far.
So far, that's all I've watched on there. Yeah. I did watch The Rescuers.
You did?
Yeah. The original Rescue.
Yeah.
I'm caught up in watching Killing Eve season 2. So.
That's on Hulu, right?
Yes. Oh my God, it's so good.
This is the original motion picture soundtrack, The Rise of Skywalker, music by John Williams.
Who was in the movie?
Who do you play in the movie?
Man. Yeah, that's what it's in the credits, man.
So I saw it, and when I wasn't laughing at a lot of the ridiculous stuff, there were some scenes in it that were okay.
I liked it a lot.
You liked it a lot. You didn't think that he crammed 17 different movies into one movie?
No, I thought he wrapped it up nicely and kind of took care of all the Ryan Johnson bullshit from the last movie.
Well, yeah, there was hardly any of that that chick in it. But are Finn and Poe gay?
I don't know.
Is Finn?
Who cares?
If they are, I like to see that.
Oh, I don't care. I'm just asking because they were making a big deal about it, but I didn't notice it when I saw it. I guess they had a kiss or something.
No, that one lady pilot kisses the other lady pilot at the very end for like half a second on screen.
Oh, at least there was some queer representation because I watched it 16 times and I didn't see it.
I don't think you're allowed to say that.
Well, that's what they say, queer representation.
I don't think you're allowed to say
no,
it.
No, I'm allowed to say it.
Are you sure?
I'm queer.
You sure that's not like an inward thing?
I'm
like, you're not allowed to say that?
No, they haven't gotten that powerful yet.
Okay.
Well, I knew Jeff would like it. I didn't like it. I didn't hate it either.
Chewbacca got me at the end.
You went into it with a dark.
No, I knew it was.
Perception.
I was probably not going to like it because I don't think J.J. Abrams does good movies.
You didn't like the Star Treks?
No, I hate both of them.
Oh,
or all three
you,
of
Tim.
Them.
Fuck you, Tim.
He did a great job.
He did. All the Star Trek movies, I was into all of them, especially the first one. It was really good.
The reason I don't like the first one is because he ruined canon by breaking it off to the...
Shut the fuck up with your canon. I don't want to hear that. Chris Pine was incredible.
Yeah.
It was a cool science fiction
J.J.
movie.
Abrams
it just wasn't Star Trek.
Does a great job.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And he's the voice of that Conehead droid.
Oh, really?
That little droid that pals around with BB-8.
Realize that.
Yeah.
That was cool. The hairdryer.
Yeah.
Mandalorian's the best sci-fi thing I've seen in ages.
It's 'cause it's a Western.
It's so good.
I know.
It really is. And just the...
It doesn't pander. It doesn't cram shit down your throat.
How good is the effects? I mean, I feel like I'm watching a mini movie.
Yeah, you are.
All 30, every single time.
And I love Baby Yoda because I don't think he's digital, is he? He's a puppet.
No, he's a puppet.
Yeah, I think that's cool too.
And Werner Herzog would talk to the puppet backstage when they were shooting.
And really?
Pedro Pascal, I haven't even seen his head yet.
You
but
want
he's
to
so fucking sexy.
That's the way.
Even under the... It is the way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's perfect as this character.
Yeah, but how do they eat? You never see him drinking, eating.
And they show him about to take off his helmet to eat.
I mean, he has to take it off.
Do you think he takes it off when he has sex? Or does
he
not have sex?
No, leave it on.
He could be hideous underneath there. I mean, we know that the actor
isn't. Not with that voice. There's no way.
Pulls that helmet off and it's Jar Jar Binks under there.
Mises is so horny.
You about blew my pants off, Jeff. God bless it.
Listen, everybody knows who the bad guy is in this most recent Star Wars, and I thought that was fucking stupid.
Who's the bad guy?
The Emperor.
Who's Palpatine?
Yeah Emperor Palpatine, who's Palpatine. Dead. He died at the end of...
So they say.
Yeah, but...
Is this like a Tupac hologram, or is this real?
He's just hanging from some gigantic arm.
Oh, is it like the cell?
Yeah.
He's got like a bunch of hooks in his back?
And some giant... No, I don't... Yes.
Gross.
In some giant cave... Anyway, go see it.
Nah.
If you're a Star Wars fan, you'll like it. If you're a pessimistic dick like Tim, you'll hate it.
I'll watch it when it comes out on the
If you like movies that make sense, trilogies that make sense, don't watch any of these movies. Just watch the original.
Your canon crap, I don't give a shit about it, honestly.
See, I don't like the prequels that much, but at least they tell a good story. It's an epic story. They tell the story of Darth Vader. I mean, it's horrible. The second one's the worst.
Now, if you had to watch either the J.J. Abrams, Ryan Johnson movies or the prequels, I would go with the J.J. Abrams
I'd watch the prequels.
Every fucking time.
Not me.
What's the movies that Ryan Johnson did that I actually like?
He has a huge movie out right
the
now.
Knives Out. Yeah.
It actually looks good. But it's not his
Everybody's
fault.
Everybody's saying it's great.
It's not his fault that he had to do whatever Kathleen Kennedy and those dickheads at Disney made him do. He probably wanted to tell a story, and they're like, no, you can't do that. You got to have that purple-headed skinny bitch in the movie.
Well, back to Mandalorian. You know how I feel about Bryce Dallas Howard, and I've had to let that go now that I realize that she's directed some of these episodes. Yep.
Everybody involved in that show is awesome.
Yeah.
That whole show, from start to finish, is great.
And the first one, did you notice that was Brian Posehn as the speeder driver.
Yeah, I love that.
And the dude, the bounty dude, was the dude from Saturday Night Live. What's his name? Horatio Sands.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know who did the voice of IG-88, right?
No.
Taiki, whatever.
YYTT?
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, right. Okay. I remember seeing him in the credits, and I was wondering who the hell
I want to see more of IG-88, so it better.
Me too. I love the show. I'm spacing it out.
There's only one left.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, you know, get gorge on it too fast.
Radio Labyrinth is sponsored by Atlanta Pizza in Ural, 1565 Georgia 138 in beautiful Conyers, Georgia. Atlanta Pizza in Ural is a longtime local favorite, serving the best pizzas, Euros, Italian beef sandwiches, hot subs, spaghetti, lasagna, and Greek salads in a relaxed, casual setting. Since 1983.
Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/ATL Pizza. Interact with other diners, check out the menu, and even start your order. Or AtlantaPizzaEuro.com.
You want me to heat those up for you? Fine like this.
Did you guys finish The Watchmen?
Yep.
No. I quit. I noped
out. No, it's good.
I noped out 2 episodes ago.
I saw something with
Shit
that was exploding, and
I thought, this is stupid.
I don't know, she's just always crying and shit all the time, staring at the sky. I don't care.
Yeah, I didn't buy the whole, I was on Europa and then I fell in love with a girl in Vietnam because blah, 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 blah. I wish Lindelof and J.J. Abrams weren't allowed to make anything.
No, you guys are wrong on this.
No, I'm right.
No.
Well, this is good. No, we need this discourse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we all thought the same way, I mean, what the hell?
Fucking Watchmen was awesome. And
I don't believe
it. The way it ended, it made me not even care if they make any more.
I hope they make Doomsday Clock. At least that'll be interesting.
this was interesting and good.
It was at the beginning. No, I wish it had been more about Mylar Man. I like Mylar Man.
Yeah, I don't know whatever happened to that guy.
I told you, had it been completely some sort of origin story about Warshak.
Where's my face?
Mm-hmm. If it was all about him, and they would have gotten Jackie Earle Haley to play him,
mm-hmm.
I would have probably been obsessed with the show.
The plot was preposterous. Taking that source material and what they made out of it. But you can get a 17 and a half hour breakdown of this week's final episode.
Stop!
With Dean and Lisa.
But they kill it. They do.
They do. They do a great fucking
Absolutely.
Job. And they're going to do Better Call Saul when it returns in February.
Ooh. Now that I know I'm not going to fall out of love with.
No, me neither.
That is going to kill me when it's over. I'm going to be crushed.
Speaking of that, do you guys happen to see Norm MacDonald's multiple tweet thread yesterday about Better Call Saul?
Was it bad or
no,
negative?
No. He starts out saying when they announced that they were going to do the prequel to Breaking Bad, he had reservations because he knows how these things have worked in the past, and he goes back to Three's Company and starts talking about the Ropers, and he says, you know, Norman Fell didn't want to do the Ropers because he knew they were the most popular characters on the show, but only because there was just enough of them for them to be that, you know, they're the side characters.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we gotta make money, gotta make money, gotta make money. Finally, he in his thread he says how Norman Fell agreed to do it if it got canceled after a year, they could go back to Three's Company.
Wow. You brought up the Ropers. How good of you.
And we all know
both
that
of them,
went.
Both of them. So what ABC did is they put it on. It was on. Originally, it was on after Three's Company, and it did well. And then they moved it around, and it failed. And they canceled it. But you know what they did? They canceled it 1 year and a month. So they fucked Norman Fell. But they had already had him replaced with Don Knotts, who was extremely popular
as
well.
Yeah, Mr. Furley. He was
great. I love Mr. Furley. Now, how are you going to replace it? But so that was his concern, that it would be something of that nature. And he said he watched the first episode, and he thought that Tuco was a horrible first, you know, whatever, stunt cast or whatever, you know, cameo. But he fell in love with Michael McKean, and from there he fell in love with the real relationship between Odenkirk and what's her name? Kim, yeah. And it was really heartfelt, and everybody was yelling at him, make this a thread, because there were individual tweets.
Right.
You know, people on Twitter get pissed there. Right. You didn't make a thread about it, but it was great. And then, you know, it's coming back, so can't wait. That's one of my favorite shows.
Final season.
Yeah.
That is going to be sad.
And then will they leave it alone after that?
You don't think they're going to do another? I think that it wouldn't be crazy if they did a spinoff with Jesse in Alaska.
That would be cool.
I don't think that'll be crazy, and I actually think that would be cool, and it'll be its own standalone.
Who wants to buy some ice?
Shit, man, and there's still people from, you know, Breaking Bad that could show up.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I don't think this upcoming season's the final season.
You don't?
No.
Of BCS?
Yeah.
I thought that he said it was five and that was it.
He says six. Better Call Saul to end with season six, says Hollywood Reporter.
No shit.
All right.
All right, well, that makes me happy. Well, though, that scares me too, though, because he seems to like five was perfect to wrap with the other. Sometimes when you go to six, it's too much.
Maybe they'll bring Jesse Plemons back for another prequel and he'll actually be even bigger than he was.
Leave him alone. He's happy.
I know. I love how they do that, though. He looked older. So you didn't watch Saturday Night Live yet?
I didn't. I'm so mad.
Eddie Murphy was very funny on it. I won't spoil it for you. You know,
see Buckwheat on the Mask thing.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
I was hoping they would.
Velvet Jones.
Did they do Gumby?
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you where, though. You got to watch
okay,
it.
Okay. All right.
And the host intro was great, too. His monologue was pretty good. Everybody, Chris Rock. Although, I'm not going to spoil anyone.
Beck Bennett coming out. Yeah. Funny. Get the fuck out of here.
He's primed up for his stand-up return, do you think?
I don't know. He looked... The thing about Eddie Murphy, you go back to the 80s when he was on Saturday Night Live, everything he did, he had a confidence in his eyes, in his face. He was confident about every single thing he did. In some of the sketches last night, Eddie Murphy didn't have a lot of confidence. He also said shit.
Yeah.
And then he caught himself. What skit was that?
Yeah, I forget which one it was.
Oh, it was the cakes, the baking show. Yeah. Don't spoil any of it because it was fucking hilarious.
Don't tell me.
He goes, look at this shit. Covers his mouth. But he also looked really happy to be there too. Yeah. And you know, this has been the year when we reconnected.
He had
Eddie.
Fun.
Oh yeah, he did
for sure.
Good for him.
Yep.
Because when he left on a "I'm too good for this show" type of thing. You know, at that point, because he was just his rise was meteoric, just like boom. And I think he was like, well, let's fuck this show. But now it seems like he has an appreciation for it. Now that he's older and he looks back and he sees like this is the cement. This is what built who he is.
Now, I don't think he ever worked for Lorne. He worked for that woman who produced it for one season that almost got canceled. Those season with Charles Rocket, Eddie Murphy, Joe Piscopo, Danny Dillon.
You sure Lorne didn't
Gilbert
hire
Gottfried.
Him?
No, she did.
I thought the sports guy hired him.
No, Embersol replaced this lady.
Oh, yeah.
Her name was right. Jean Dumoulin or something like that. Mm. She did that first season after the original people left, and it almost got canceled. And then they brought in, because there was a writer's strike or something, they brought in Dick Ebersol to produce it.
So Eddie was only on there for one season?
No, he was on it for four seasons.
Oh, well, then he worked for Lorne at some point.
No,
it was Dick Ebersol.
Lorne came back in 86 or 85, and Eddie was gone by then.
Wow, I never realized that.
Yep.
No shit.
And then I think it was Spade. Doesn't he say it was Spade that said something about him, which pissed him off?
Yeah, Spade tweeted or Instagrammed, good luck tonight.
Yeah.
He's like, you know, we had that fake feud going on for years. He's like, yeah, call me. We'll do lunch. We'll sit down. We'll think of the next fake feud we can start.
So it was fake.
That's what he says.
I doubt
I'm sure Eddie was pretty mad at him for making that joke on the Hollywood Minute or whatever about...
No, whenever he picked up the trainee?
No, I think he was just saying that Eddie Murphy was not... His star was fading.
Yeah.
Oh.
And Eddie didn't take too kindly to that.
Hey, guys. Here's another one of Radio Labyrinth's awesome sponsors. Bailey Tree Care LLC in Gainesville, Georgia. You can contact Nick Bailey at 770-530-9421 or Jason Chappell at 404-234-2599. Bailey Tree Care. They are Northeast Georgia's premier choice for high-quality tree care services at affordable prices. Their tree care experts bring an excellent safety record and over 10 years of experience in the industry. Bailey Tree Care specializes in residential products and offers free estimates for all your tree service needs. Residential tree care, certified arborists and tree climber, tree trimming and pruning, tree removal, stump grinding and removal, shrub trimming, pruning, underbrush clearing, and mulch and firewood sales. Safety, professionalism, and affordability. Call them today to discuss your tree care need. That's Bailey Tree Care, LLC.
Like current events and want to be the smartest among your friends? Then the Power Pod is the show for you.
The Power Pod is a weekly recap show where we cover the current events of the week.
It's a show where we're not afraid to get serious.
And we're not afraid to have some fun.
So try us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, the WSB Radio app, WSBRadio.com, Stitcher, CastBox. Okay. Anywhere there are podcasts, we are there. So power up with the Power Pod.
Speaking of fading stars, well, you guys want to recap real quick the people we lost this year?
Oh, sure. Let's keep this happy train going.
Hey, it's been happy. First of all, Rip Taylor died. Rip Taylor, 84 years old. One of the weirdest comedians of all time. He used to throw the confetti. Hey, Dingleberries. You remember when he was on, what's the name of that band? The Bloodhound Gang.
Yeah.
You sprinkle genies.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he was on that.
It was on every game show in the 70s and 80s. Very funny man. I met him once. And that was it. Ginger Baker, the former drummer for Cream, among other things, Blind Faith. He was 80 years old. He passed away. Diane Carroll. You remember Diane Carroll?
Yeah.
She was on Dynasty. She was the first African-American actress to lead a TV series on her own. It was called Julia. She passed away at 84 years old. We lost a lot of people this year. I'm rolling down because there's a lot of people that I don't know. And if I don't know them, I'm going to keep going. Rob Garrison died. You know who Rob Garrison is, right? 59 years old.
From Karate Kid.
Get him a body bag! That guy. Poor fella.
It was. That was very sad.
Who's this fella? Sid Haig, 80 years old, from House of a Thousand Corpses, Devil's Rejects, millions of things. You know who that is.
Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like we should have saved the dead for the end of this thing.
No, we'll have fun with it. Cokie Roberts died. Remember Cokie Roberts?
Yep.
She got trashed on New Year's Eve.
Was it Cokie her real name, or did they just nickname her that?
I think she was a full-blown coke addict.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
That's what they called her. Rick Ocasek, frontman for the Cars, passed away.
Eddie Money died, man. Take me home tonight. Take me back to heaven. Two tickets to paradise. I'm 70 years old, man. Two tickets to paradise, won't you? Pack your bags and leave tonight. I keep scrolling through these dead people because I don't know who any of them are.
You know Valerie Harper.
Well, I know Valerie Harper from the Mary Tyler Moore Show was 80 years old. I think that lady dealt with cancer for 20 years, didn't she?
Yeah, something like that.
She was resilient.
Man, not me. They tell me I got it, I'll be like, well, fuck it.
I don't know.
I'm not doing anything.
I loved her. I loved Rhoda. I didn't like her character on Mary Tyler Moore, but I liked the show Rhoda. I liked her mom, and I liked her sister, and I'm like, oh, well, this is cool.
I liked the Hogans. Doorman.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah, the Hogans
before
was a good
it became
show.
The Hogan family.
Yeah, whenever Sandy Duncan came Sandy on, Duncan. Her Trisket peddling ass.
Her fucking eye kept falling out.
Yeah, I don't need you with your glass eye. I don't trust her.
Peter Fonda, most known for Easy Rider and Uli's Gold, passed away at the age of 79.
Uli Conklin.
Do you remember that movie, Uli's Gold?
Yeah.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, wasn't it something about some honey that they put on their kid who was dying or something?
I don't know.
Some kind of elixir.
I saw it a long time ago.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of that Susan Sarandon movie.
Nobel Prize winning writer Toni Morrison passed away. And that's sad as well. Keep going here. Hal Prince, he was a producer. He did Phantom of the Opera, Cabaret, Sweeney Todd. Rutger Hauer from Blade Runner. And,
that was a really
the Hitcher.
That one got me.
I loved him, man. He was a good actor and a lot of fun. Did a lot of good movies. Former Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens died at the age of 99.
Oh my God, who cares?
Some people care. Charles Levin. He was from Seinfeld. What's he famous for, Jeff? On Seinfeld?
Well, he was the Moyle, right?
Yeah, he was the Moyle. Did a lot of TV roles, and he was also Vera's husband on Alice. Well, she was going to marry him. And the last Alice, they announced they were engaged.
Wow.
Pernell Sweet Pea Whitaker, the boxer, passed away. God, I don't know who a lot of these people are.
Denise Nickerson from...
Oh, that's right. Who's she playing there? She was Violet, right?
Yep.
She's eating too much. Rip Torn.
Drink it, you pussy.
Two rips.
Rip Torn, Rip Taylor.
We lost two rips this year.
It's a salty dog. I've killed women that look like her in Korea. Here's one to pass away now. If you can hear that giant sucking sound, that's Oliver Jobs going down to Mexico. And I wish I could have lived to see the passing of whatever bill that is that President Trump and the Republicans and the Democrats agreed on to replace NAFTA. I was 89 years old and I passed away. I hated the Bushes so much that I ruined his chance of being reelected president, and that was all I ever wanted to do.
Thank you, Ross.
You're very welcome. I'm up here in heaven making deals. Speaking of deals, Lee Iacocca, he's here. He was 94 years old. He got a government bailout. You know, I never had a government bailout when I ran my thing.
What?
I never did.
The dog's wife, Beth Chapman, passed away.
I am the dog.
You know, she was ruined for me as even being a human being when Cartman was just the tits.
I am the dog.
Oh, the girl?
Yes.
Anderson Cooper's mother, Jean's lady, Gloria Vanderbilt, socialite, 95 years old. Being a rich Satanist really pays off.
Was she a Satanist?
Yeah, they're all Luciferian creeps. Drink children's blood.
Stop it.
They do.
I was in the right place, but I got run over by a car.
Dr. John, age 77, passes away.
You got ran over by a car?
No, he didn't. By a car. Bart Starr, the quarterback of the third most famous quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
You regular Bart Starr over there.
Yeah, regular. Oh, Tim Conway.
Yeah, that one got me, man.
Yeah, I love Tim Conway.
Can you do Dorf?
No. I could do Mrs. Higgins. Would you come in here, please? Huh? I said, Mrs. Higgins, would you come in here, please? Okay. You remember that?
No.
It's on Carol Burnett. Mrs. Higgins. Doris Day. Oh. I forgot Doris Day died.
She was such a champion for the dogs.
She was.
And all animals.
Too bad her son was friends with Charles Manson.
Well, you know. Charles Manson liked animals, too.
Peggy Lipton. Boy, that was a shock. 72 years old. Everybody knows Peggy Lipton from...
Mod Squad.
Mod Squad. Twin Peaks. Of course, her daughter. Everyone knows her daughter.
Yeah, she's great. Quincy Jones's.
Yes, Rashida Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who that is.
Mm-mm. If you can't pronounce it, we don't care.
That's not nice.
Are you going to skip down to Peter Mayhew?
Yep, there I am. Peter Mayhew, the original Wookiee since 1977, it says on his shirt. He passed away in April. He was 74 years old. You ever meet him?
Yeah, Dragon Con.
Super nice dude. Yep. Super nice guy. John Singleton, one of the best directors of the 90s and the 2000s. He made a lot of good movies. Boys in the Hood. Specifically being his biggest one.
I still couldn't get over that. And this last season of...
Snowfall.
It was the best one. Wouldn't you say, Jeff? It was so freaking good. So I'm hoping that losing him isn't going to influence the show not being great. Because it just keeps getting better every season.
It was probably a shock, I think.
He was only 51 years old. And I don't know.
Larry Flash Jenkins... says here, the Ferris Bueller's Day Off star.
He was in Fletch. He was that junkie in Fletch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know that he was the star of Ferris Bueller's Day Off. But he was 63 years old and had a heart attack. That's
sad.
Let's see. Oh, Ken Kercheval. Now we know Ken Kercheval.
Yeah.
He was on Dallas. He played Cliff Barnes. 14 years he played.
God bless it, he was still alive.
Is that where Cliff Barnstein came from?
I guess so. I don't know. he was 83 years old. Unknown causes. Keeping scrolling. Georgia Engel, another alum of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. She was Ted Knight's wife on that show. And she was also on Everybody Loves Raymond. So you might remember her from there.
Can we get a big name? somebody big?
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey Hussle. That was very untimely. That's what you get for fighting with people in front of your clothing store.
Yeah, but he has such a big legacy, doesn't he?
He does, and he did a lot of shit for the community. I mean, he did a lot of stuff for him to be so young.
Is that why people love him so much? Because he was so generous?
He was pretty generous.
Okay.
Yeah, and he started all kinds of music programs, and he gave shit away to, like, inner city kids. I mean, he did do a lot of stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Jan Michael Vincent, that was a pretty big one.
Dick Dale.
Yeah.
Dick Dale.
Surf sound.
Yeah, the Surf Sound. Yeah, Jan Michael Vincent passed away. Of course, the star of Airwolf.
Luke Perry.
Yeah, Luke Perry
now
died.
That was...
Wait, wasn't that 2 years ago?
No. February.
Are you kidding? Oh, Jesus. King Kong Bundy from WWF.
No shit. He died this year?
Yeah.
Aw.
Yeah, he was 61.
Wow.
That's it. Keith Flint from...
Nobody could rock the one shoulder like
Prodigy.
King Kong
No, you're
Bundy,
right. He
man.
Wore the singlet.
Yep. But it was the one shoulder singlet. I mean, it was just so... Anyway.
Nathaniel Taylor from Sanford and Son. Rollo.
Oh, Rollo. How old was Rollo?
80.
I was going to say he had to be pretty old. Damn.
Andre Previn. Isn't Andre Previn Sun Yi Previn's father?
Yeah, I think
is that
so.
Woody Allen's...
Wife?
Mm-hmm. Daughter?
Wife-daughter? Yeah, Andre Previn's the dad. Catherine Hellman, do you remember her from as Mona from Who's the Boss? She had Alzheimer's. That's terrible. 89 years old.
She'd be old as dirt.
89. Have we gotten to the end yet?
I don't know.
Still got a couple. Brody Stevens, the comedian. Yeah.
I'm going to be dead at the end of this.
Peter Tork from The Monkees. Karl Lagerfeld.
That guy from Mrs. Maisel's not on here, I don't think.
Albert Finney. I forgot he died.
Albert Finney died.
Punjab! Punjab!
Oh.
Dick Miller from Gremlins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. Keep going here, Jeff. How many more do I got to do?
Well, that's about it.
Jesus
yeah.
Lord.
Wow, that was it. So rest in peace, everybody. Well, hopefully next year there won't be anyone on the list.
Nobody dies.
Nobody dies in 20.
Coughlin's Law. Bury the dead. Stick up the joint.
Coughlin's Law.
Hey, this is Carl. And on behalf of Tim, Steph, and Jeff of Radio Labyrinth, I'm extending to you and yours a Merry Christmas this holiday season. Merry Christmas. Get it? Christmas. Not Happy Hanukkah, not Happy Kwanzaa, not Happy non-denominational generic time period where people don't work and they hold hands and pretend that we're not all pissed off at each other or whatever the PC police wants me to say. No, it's Christmas, fools. And if you make me try to say something like Happy Ramadan or Hail Satan or whatever it is you college elite coastal people want me to say, I'm shoving a Merry Christmas up you and yours this holiday season. You better believe that. You watch your back.
It's the new Star Wars lightsaber from Kenner. Inflation required, batteries not included. You can pretend you have powers when you switch on Kenner's Star Wars lightsaber.
Ready to feel the force? Yeah! Switch on your Star Wars lightsabers, close your eyes, and go! I got it! Me too! Zap! You passed the test! The force is with you!
A Star Wars lightsaber, new from Kenner. Balloons not included.
You guys want to open some presents?
Sure.
Or do you want to do our favorite TV shows of the past decade?
I don't care. Whatever you guys want
to
do.
Let's knock out all this stuff and then do the presents and stuff at the end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, don't be a bully.
I'm not.
Being a bully.
I'm sorry.
Bullying ends in 2019.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so we just thought it would be fun to throw out. The decade is over. Everybody's doing their best of the decade list. We're keeping it very simple. Well, me and Jeff are.
Because you guys are turds.
Why? Trying to pick one?
Yeah, there's no way I can pick just one. That's mentally, you're psychotic. There's just no way it can be done.
All right, well, we decided to pick our favorite movie and our favorite TV show from the past decade. So I'll do it mine first. But my favorite TV show from 2010 to 2019 was Better Call Saul. My favorite movie in that same time period was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. And now, Jeff, I'll turn it over to you.
My movie was also Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which you copied me.
I went there to put it in there.
Edmond was already in there. And my TV show is the tie between Justified and The Mandalorian. Fucking Mandalorian's so great.
Yep. I like both of the shows you picked.
Justified was awesome. I loved that show.
All right, Steph, go ahead.
Oh, all right.
No, this is awesome.
Set me up like
that. Do your
that.
Damn list.
I like all Steph's, too.
I do, too.
Okay, so my number one show of the decade was Detroiters.
Detroiters. Yeah.
Nothing made me laugh as hard as Detroiters did.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it is just whatever regional.
I think you should leave with Tim Robinson. She'd get an honorable mention, too, because that show was fucking hilarious.
It was great, and I thought about that, but I knew you guys were already giving me myth that I completely disregarded your rules. So Detroiters was my number one show of the decade, followed by, in no particular order, Bob's Burgers, which I absolutely love. It just keeps getting better. Better Call Saul, of course. Mindhunter, the first season. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that the second season, but the first season was so good that I'll say that it was. Ozark, I love Ozark. Mr. In Between.
So good.
Guys, if you haven't watched it, get into it. It's so good. Atlanta. I love Atlanta. I can't wait.
Is that coming back?
It is coming back.
Someday when they get around to filming somewhere.
Yeah, he's just taking his time with it. But I love Atlanta. It's such a weird,
Paperboy's
surreal
in all
show.
Kinds of shit that's
he
coming out.
He is. And he's such a good actor. I mean, he's in Higher. Anyway, so, and Get Shorty. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched Get Shorty, please watch Get Shorty. It's so good. And my movies of the decade, the two movies that I've watched the most, number one being Drive. I love Drive with Ryan Gosling. I fucking love that movie.
Is that the one in Atlanta? No, that's Baby
that's
Driver.
Baby Driver.
No. Right. Yeah, Drive is the one where it's that Nicholas, whatever the hell his name is. He does all those weird movies. But this one I love. I mean, right up until the point when he stomps that dude's skull to pieces in the elevator. I love that part every single time. That and Mad Max Fury Road.
That movie was awesome.
I've watched that movie like 40 times.
I've only seen it once, but it was great.
I
loved it.
Love that movie. Get Out. Thought Get Out was one of the best movies of the decade. Silver Linings Playbook. I've watched that movie about 10 or 12 times.
Never seen it.
It's so funny and heartfelt. And Bradley Cooper, I don't care what anybody says, he did an excellent job of portraying somebody with bipolar disorder. I can't think of any.
Bradley Cooper's a good actor.
Oh, he was. He was so good. De Niro was awesome as his dad. Jennifer Lawrence was great as the girlfriend. Anyway, The Nice Guys. I know you hate that movie. I love that movie. I think it's super
funny.
Who hates
it?
I thought you hated that movie. The one with Russell Crowe and Ryan Gosling.
No, that movie's pretty good.
I thought you told me you hated that movie.
No, I never saw it, so how could I hate it?
I thought you said you hated it. All right, well, watch The Nice Guys.
Tim hates everything.
The Conjuring. Love The Conjuring. Seen that several times. Doctor Strange.
I like Doctor
That's
Strange
That's my favorite
a lot.
Marvel movie of the decade.
Really?
Love it.
That's a good choice.
It's my favorite one.
Yeah.
Because to me, it was
I
the
would
most...
say that or Thor Ragnarok.
All right, Thor. Yes, that was very funny. But to me, Doctor Strange was like a real...
It was a movie.
Movie. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And John Wick.
I like the first one. That's the only one I've ever seen.
The first one was so good. The second one was great too, but the first one I love so much. But anyway, so that's my 50 shows and movies that I love from the whole last decade. I think those are the best shows.
All right. So now we'll say, what are we looking forward to in 2020?
I don't know. I gave you a list.
TV show and a movie or multiples.
Okay.
I'll go first. The TV show that I'm looking forward to most, there's two of them. So The New Pope. Season 2 and The Stand on CBS All Access. The movie that I'm most looking forward to next year, there are a lot of them, but I just settled on this, Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that too.
And that comes out in August. Jeff?
My TV shows, I'm tied between Picard, which I'm really looking forward to.
Yeah, I want to see that.
It's going to be on CBS All Access, and it's already gotten renewed for a second season before it even started. So that's a good sign. And The Outsider on HBO. Based on a Stephen King book, it was shot here in Atlanta.
Jason Bateman in that?
Yeah, he plays the dude, the coach that if you've read the books
that they think killed the kid.
Yeah,
or?
That they think killed the kid.
But he has a doppelganger or something.
Yeah, right? That's what the whole thing's all about.
Ooh, don't tell me.
And Brian Silverback's is in this.
Yeah, Silverback's is in a couple
cool.
episodes.
Who's he playing?
I think he's like a security guard or something.
Cool.
I definitely want to see that. I'm really looking
forward
to
it. And my movie is Ghostbusters Afterlife, July 10th, 2020.
I like the name. I know it's a subtle dig at
the
last
so
one.
So good, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, my show is Fargo Season 4.
Oh, yeah.
Very much looking forward
Has
to that.
Has anything been released about that yet? Just, like cast or anything?
Well, Chris Rock is in it.
Okay.
He plays the head of one of the crime families.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's set in the 1950s. So it's a prequel to, you know, season two even.
All right, awesome.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I think it's going to be...
Will a UFO show up at the end?
I don't know, but I know that Noah Hawley said that he would not do it unless he had a good idea.
Or a good idea.
And he swears he has a good idea for this. I think it's going to be great.
Awesome.
I really do. So I'm looking forward to that. And I didn't pick a movie. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. There's a lot coming out.
Yeah, there's a lot coming out. But that's my show that I'm looking forward to.
Woo! Here's the new Star Wars Death Star Space Station that you put together. Action figures each sold separately.
Darth Vader's firing a laser cannon. It's been hit. He's after Luke. Take the elevator. Hurry. Now cross the light bridge.
You won't escape me.
Jump, Luke. Oh, no. The trash compactor. There's a trash monster. The wall's closing. Save.
Kenner's new Star Wars Death Star Space Station. Action figures each sold separately.
Hi, now's the time we talk about the presents.
Let's talk about the presents.
Let's do some presents. We're gonna ramp up the show doing presents. And don't forget to stick around because there's an interview between myself and Bill Bert Kreischer.
Oh, I'm looking forward to this. Oh, I can't wait to hear
Steph, you got your phone?
You got your phone there,
I do got
Steph?
My phone, yeah.
Yeah, hang on 1 second because the first gift we got to play, Jeff got me something here. I got to fucking play it for you. I got to find it first, so don't get mad. I got to find the goddamn thing.
That's on my phone?
Oh, geez, that Christmas music's still playing. No, not. He's talking about my phone.
No.
Here we go.
Hi, Steph. It's Sam Richardson. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, my God.
And you know what? I'm also Sam Duvet, so I also want to say Happy New Year. Who flipping cares? I mean, I care. It's New Year's. It's 2020. So either way, have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. And it's love from your friends, Tim and Jeff, your co-hosts. Keep on killing it with the Radio Labyrinth. Merry Happy New Year. Christmas.
Oh, my God. You guys. I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I am blown away. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I
texted it to you.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. I can't even believe it. Oh, so there's like a video to it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's Cameo.
Oh,
by the way,
God.
If you aren't
you
interested
guys are amazing.
In a famous person, you can always get Tim to do one for you.
I can't believe you did that. Oh, my God. I'm dying over here.
Now, Jeff also got me one, and it's Louis Lombardi, who's Skip on The Sopranos. It was also Edgar on 24. What's going on? Play, bitch. Oh, I got the wrong thing. Okay, we'll start over again.
Johnny Cakes. Hi, Tim. Hey, Johnny Cakes. Hi, Tim. I want to wish you a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. And me and Big Pussy are on our way to WBS in Atlanta. And we heard your podcast called Labyrinth. We're going to do it after he gets out of the fishes with his eyeballs.
All right, what did you write to him?
I think I just said that you were a big Sopranos fan and that you liked him on 24, and that was about it.
All right. Yours is cooler, but thank you, Jeff. I do love it. I love Skip.
I am so thrilled. I can't even tell you guys. You.
I'm not knocking it, by the way. Don't be mad at me.
Did you? And you guys did this obviously before I picked Detroiters as my number one show, too, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So this couldn't have worked out any better.
Okay.
Wow.
I'm still nervous about my other gift.
Why are you nervous about it?
Because I feel like I have a lot to live up to. But the birthday was pretty good.
Listen, there's nothing to live up to. There's
okay.
nothing to live up to. It's all about the meaning, the thought behind it. And
all right.
I'm floating now because of this whole Sam Richardson thing I can't even tell you.
All right, good.
All right, so go
open
ahead and open my
here,
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Thank you guys again.
You're welcome.
It was such a delight. Such a delight. Ooh, yeah. You filled me full of tip tops and post meridiums? Oh,
yes.
My goodness. Oh, it's a drunkard's right. dream.
If I
can't
I ever
wait.
Did see one.
Oh, you put them together, too. I wish their family could get together.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was wondering.
Yeah, we're getting their family back together.
I wonder if we should try and broker some sort of sit-down between the families.
Some sort of a peace deal. Like, if you guys just got together, you could be, like, the kings of this.
Holy shit, a Yeti? You got me a Yeti?
Yeah, you got a Yeti, baby.
Wow. That's fucking cool. And a Starbucks card?
Yeah,
thank you.
You are welcome. Wait, and open that.
I will.
Okay.
And candy.
Okay, yes, and there's candy, of course.
Oh, there's a little thing in there.
Oh, my goodness. Scotty Smalls from the Sandlot.
They put the cards and
oh,
stuff.
It's slabbed?
It's not slabbed. They're coins that they put in with the Art Tops Archive baseball set.
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing
nice.
Me. Very cool. Very cool.
All right. There's one more here.
I'm very excited.
From Steph. And plus, there's a bunch of cookies.
Yes, there's a bunch of cookies. All right. I got to get a picture of you with this. This is extremely poignant given recent circumstances.
It's from Amazon.
It is from Amazon. It's from Jeff Bezos.
Is it a kitten?
It might be. If it's from Jeff Bezos, he probably did cram something alive in there and let it die.
Nice wrapping paper, Steph.
You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, baby.
You are welcome.
Whoa, thank you.
You are welcome.
Aw.
Hold it
fuck
up.
Yeah.
Hold it up. Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought you'd like that.
That's friggin' awesome.
one of them Buffalo Bills hats.
Especially since they beat the Patriots yesterday. I mean, come on. Get out of here.
They lost to the Patriots yesterday.
No, they won, I thought.
No, they didn't. They lost.
What? Yeah. I thought they won.
It was a close game, but they lost.
Oh, damn. Well,
that's okay.
They're still going to the playoffs, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Very cool. All right, let me get a picture of you in that.
Do I look okay?
You do. See, I know you like your little toboggans. And you didn't have a Bills one, right? I was right about that?
I do not.
Okay, I know you had a Santa hat, though. I saw you with that. Okay, perfect.
That Santa hat's really old. It was a stocking.
Ah, my, okay.
You don't have a pair of Santa pants for a hat.
No. No, that is the coolest hat. My dad always gets cool gifts like that. Yeah, oh, yeah, we got to open our gifts from the Hein Warrens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, wait. Let Jeff open. Wait,
Jeff, open
wait,
your
you
gift.
Want me to open this one?
Open your crap for this me one? First real quick.
Yeah, and then you got to open my gift, too.
It's from Amazon.
It is.
You want this?
No, that's fine.
Where'd you get a bag hat?
I've had it for years. I just have never worn it out. But I'm doing all those videos. You guys know how many I've done? And everybody wants Trump.
With the hat? Oh, with the hat on?
Yeah, the Venmo things.
Wow.
What's that?
It's Star Wars, the Bounty Hunter code book.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. This is the way.
I thought you might like that. It looks kind of cool, right?
Yeah, it's awesome.
All Do right, you know cool. the way?
Cool, cool, cool. I'm glad you like it. Nothing's going to top you guys doing the Sam Richardson thing for me. And the Mandalorian. I mean, come on. This is crazy.
That's awesome.
Let me see it. Hold it up. Hold it up, Jeffy.
This is the way.
Perfect.
God, I look like I'm 900 years old.
You do not. Stop it. You can't live to be 900, so there's no way you could look that old.
Noah did. If it's good enough for Noah.
Who gave me the coffee cup?
That was me.
Ah, that's awesome.
Christmas llama. And there's something else in the bag,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for everything.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
it's
yeah.
a cookie.
And something else.
Oh, AMC gift card.
That's right. Nice. That's right. Of course, because you're always going to the movies.
I want you guys to, I want Steph to try one of those cookies.
All right, I'm going
to
try, but you got to try your cookies.
What is this one? Raspberry or something?
No, it's a candy cane Andy's candy.
Oh.
So it's like a candy cane crunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
You like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jeff, are you going to try a cookie while we're sitting here?
He knows what they taste like.
Okay. I'm going to try one of these things that you did here, Tim. You swear to God there's no semen in these
either.
Cookies.
There might be residual semen.
Anything white from you, I assume, has some sort of a fluid on it. All right.
Anis namina. Anis namina. Anis
oh, my.
Namina.
I hope you're not allergic to peanuts.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't have a peanut allergy, do you? Do you use creamy or chunky?
Chunky.
Yeah, that's the best.
So these are what? Ritz crackers with creamy peanut or crunchy peanut butter, and then they're dipped in white chocolate?
Almond bark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's really good, Tim.
And you got a little chocolate chips on top. That's another nice touch.
I'm going to have to call out fat tomorrow. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Jeff's mother used to make these.
Yep.
And you'd eat like 100 of them. I couldn't.
Oh,
I can't. Mom. I can't have them around the house or I'll just, I'm going to have one more. I'm going to have one more.
Shit.
Yeah, they're good.
Oh, my God. It's so good.
Aren't they? Really rich. So
I'm going to fuck this cookie too.
Well, do it in the car on the way home.
That's so good. Okay, well, let's open Emily's.
All right. And Jeff, you got to open them. No, Jeff's got to open his gift for me.
Oh, yeah.
In the bag.
Uh-huh. There's two gifts. I did a great job wrapping them.
You did better than I did. Oh, dude, awesome.
What?
What's in the bottom of the bag?
Oh, yeah.
Cobra Kai, seasons 1 and 2, which I never saw. And a Garbage
Very
Pail
nice.
Kid.
Very nice. You didn't see season 1 or 2?
I saw some of season 1, and then I meant to go back and watch it when they...
Doesn't that have like a t-shirt or a hat in it or something?
It's got
or
a
neckerchief?
A headband.
Oh,
a
headband.
Reversible headband.
You have to put that on.
That's awesome.
Let me see.
Nice.
Beautiful. Oh my God, these are so good, Tim.
Mm-hmm. They're not easy to make. I mean, they're time-consuming to make.
Mm.
Now, this I got for your birthday, but it arrived late. So I've been driving around with it in my car.
I remember this. I remember you saying.
Oh, no way.
I got to get a picture of you holding it up.
Liz,
so I can
let me see this.
Post
I have
it
to
on
see this.
Facebook.
Oh, my God. It's Alf.
Alf.
It's Alf on, like, you killed him and you're hanging him up.
Taxidermy Alf.
He's your bounty.
Hey, no problem.
Hey.
Hold it up,
hey,
Sam.
Willie, they killed me.
Hey, Willie, they killed me. Oh, you're stupid.
That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
Isn't that great? The guy who made it, it does a lot of cool art stuff.
Yeah.
And that I'll share who it is.
Sign on the back.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What did he say? What does it say on the back?
It says, I can't read it, but it's like G something.
Okay.
RD 2019.
Right on.
All right. Let's open Emily's gift.
All right. I got to open the one from Jeff. Never mind. Yeah. We'll get to it, Emily. I hope you don't mind. We're just open presents.
Yeah, let's just open presents.
What's this, Jeff?
It's a nicely gift-wrapped present in a Super Jenny bag.
Oh, are you fucking kidding me?
What?
Dude. It's Gary Shandling's book. Dude, this is awesome.
Oh, nice. There's an inscription.
Well, it's him.
Let me see.
Jeff didn't write an inscription.
No, I didn't write anything.
Oh, hang on. It's my sister calling.
Thank you, Jeff, very much. Your sister?
Yeah, but I
how's she doing?
I don't know.
Yeah, how's she doing?
I picked up and hung up on her.
Oh, you did?
No, it's not the one that you think.
Oh, it's not the Kid Rock one?
No, it's not the boobs one.
The boobs one. Do you all have boobs? Never mind. That's not, it's not nice. Sexist. Did you get it?
I wouldn't expect anything less from you.
Oh, thank you very much, guys. Super Jenny. What's Super Jenny?
You never been to Super Jenny?
No.
They got awesome soups.
Yeah.
All right, now we're going to open the gifts from the Warrens.
Emily.
Love Street Online.
Everyone's just ASMR, the wrapping paper.
Yeah, we're really bad at it.
Oh, my God. Emily.
What'd you guys get?
You sweet ass. So freaking sweet.
Holy shit, did you see these borrow my pens?
No, that
did
looks
you
awesome.
Get some?
No.
Did you get some pens?
No, she right. got me
my
these.
Pen.
She got me these badass socks.
Okay,
I got socks too. The Big Lebowski socks.
Look, I got socks. Says my dog is cool as fuck.
Oh, that's awesome,
dude.
Oh my God, let me see your socks.
Trump and Kim Jong Un on mine.
Oh my, she and is
Jeff's
a fool.
Too.
She's a fool. Oh my
oh,
God.
Oh, and Putin.
What? Get out of here!
I can't wait
mine
to wear
have
these
bowling pins and a white Russian and the dude on them.
Get. Man, where did you even get these?
Headline socks.
And where did you get, what did she get you? What did your socks have on?
Oh my God. Mine says, hang on one second. Hold them up, Jeff. I'm going to smack the shit out of you.
Oh.
There we go.
And this hat. It's like a.
What kind of hat is that?
It says trending. Is that?
You're trending. Oh my God.
But it's like the kid from Stranger
oh,
Things.
Oh wow.
Hat.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Oh,
yeah.
Let me see it. Let me see it. You're trending. I love it. All right, let me see those socks. Hold them up. Nice. Well, quit swirling them. I'm trying to get a different picture of them. Okay, okay. And then my socks, they say, my dog is cool as fuck. and it's true that my dog is cool as fuck.
A Brett Kavanaugh brand beer Christmas ornament.
Oh, wow.
You know Brett Kavanaugh?
Yeah, I do know Brett Kavanaugh.
The Supreme Court guy?
Yeah, let me see that.
It says on the back, I like beer. I drank beer with friends. Sometimes I had too many beers. I fell asleep after too many beers. I still like beer.
Are you sure?
I like beer. Is it wrong to like beer? I like beer. And I can't believe I have to sit here while a woman who's not even real, who's being played by a comedian in a wig and old man, old lady makeup. I like beer. That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man.
That's not all she got me. She got me this cool-ass dish towel. It says, eat up, bitches.
These pens, pens in case somebody wants to borrow one from you, they say things like Springfield Sexual Addiction Center.
Oh, nice.
From perv to perfect in 10 days. Shecky the Clown Bar Mitzvahs. Dr. Lance Hughes Proctology Turn Your Head and Cough. Verdant Fields Nudist Camp.
Nice.
Stuffed with Love Taxidermy in Howie's House. These are awesome.
And I also got a keychain that says, Mo Money, Mo Puppies.
You guys.
Oh, your pants hat fell off.
My pants is falling off. I give it up. I give it up.
You guys, this has been a fun year. Thanks for everything. Steph, I'm glad you're back and back for good. And Jeff, I'm glad you never went anywhere.
Yeah.
That you know of.
Well, I look forward to 2020, and we're going to have another good year. So it's going to be season 5, right?
Yep.
So
yeah.
Start season 501.
Isn't that crazy? Who's that one dude on Twitter that's like listening to all the episodes from the beginning right now? Robert Neely?
Neely, yeah.
Yeah, and he's the number one, he's a number one Mike TV fan.
Yep.
I just think it's wild that he's listening to all the episodes now. Like, I never listened to him again.
No, neither would I. So the first, our first show will be released on January 7th. Next week we have a show, that I recorded with Mark Arum and the guys from Classic Pack Breaks. It's a fun show where we open some baseball cards. We talk about the hobby and, it'll be a lot of fun. And then
and John Mark's working on that parody song. I don't know if I'll have it ready by next week or not, but
all right, well, hopefully
drop it out when he gets it done.
All right. What is it about?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Okay. So we have a secret parody song, maybe.
I'm excited.
And stick around for Bert Kreischer. Everybody have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2020.
Oh, and can I just say?
Yeah, before we go, you got a dog stuff too?
Yeah. Just real quick. I mean, if you guys are looking to do something charitable for Christmas this year, Gwinnett County just put out a thing that said that they really, really need blankets, towels, dog treats, toys. They're kind of running low on all that stuff. So if you've got some towels, blankets, stuff like that, you want to do something like super Christmassy or whatever, gather up all that crap, take it to Gwinnett County Animal Shelter. They will be so glad to have it, and the dogs and the cats will really appreciate it.
Awesome. Thank you guys for a great year. Thank you for the cool gifts. Merry Christmas, Steph. Merry Christmas, Jeff. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. And, you're the best.
You're the best.
Anish Namina.
Anish Namina. All right, guys. Happy holidays. And until next year, please remember to.
Happy Hanukkah and.
Yeah, happy Chinooka.
Keep it. And now we're about to spend a few minutes on Radio Labyrinth with one of the funniest comedians working today, one of my favorite comedians, a guy that used to be on the Regular Guy show at least two or three times a year, was always an amazing guest, never kept his clothes on. You can see him all over the country on the Bertie Boy Tour coming to Atlanta at the Cobb Energy Center Performing Arts Center. Two shows on Sunday, April 19th at 7 and 9:30 p.m. Tickets available now at BertBertBert.com. That's BERTBERTBERT.com. Bert's most recent stand-up special, Secret Time, is currently streaming on Netflix. It's his third stand-up special. You can see the other ones, The Machine, which aired on Showtime, and Comfortably Dumb, which aired on Comedy Central. They're out there streaming someplace. Bert Kreischer, also the king of podcasts. He has the Bertcast, where he interviews comedians and celebrities, right there in his man cave, and his solo podcast, Open Tabs, where he gives a rundown of all the open tabs on his browser for the week. Now, that's something we've talked about before on Radio Labyrinth. Jeff and Steph both like that one. And you can watch his cooking show. That's right. Bert Kreischer has a cooking show called Something Is Burning, Something's Burning, on the All Things Comedy Channel YouTube channel. He gets together with his friends and puts together a meal using his less than stellar cooking skills. All those things are enjoyable. If you're a fan of Bert Kreischer, you should check him out. Oh, one more thing about Bert Kreischer. He's an author. He has a book called Life of the Party, Stories of a Perpetual Man-Child, collection of some of his best and most popular stories, and a hilarious collection of anecdotes from one of this generation's best storytellers. I'm sure you could find that on Amazon.com or any place there's, you know, audiobooks. Check out Bert's website, BertBertBert.com, or follow him on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's very easy, at Bert Kreischer, at BERTKREISCHER. Now, without further ado, Bert Kreischer. Well, congratulations to you, man. You're all over the place. You've got 500 podcasts and comedy specials that are funny, and everybody... I do a podcast now called Radio Labyrinth. That's what this is for, so you can swear if you want. And Eric will let me promote it on the show, and that's how we get people listening to it. But everybody on the show just absolutely loves you, and they whenever you come to town, they're begging me to get tickets. I said, I haven't seen him in 5 years. He's not going to give me anything. But you are.
Oh, dude. When I'm there, you know there's tickets for you. You just let me know.
All right. Well, you are coming to town. You'll be here in April at the Cobb Energy Performing Arts Center. Sunday, April 19th, two shows, 7 to 9 p.m., Bertie Boy Tour. Tickets available at BertBertBert.com. Let me ask you this, Bert. How do you ever slow down? Do you ever get a day off?
I do, and it makes me crazy. I'm not good with days off. I'm so much better if I'm just – I'm like a shark. Yeah. I need to be in motion.
I understand that. I get a day off, I'm at home, and I'm staring at the wall. My wife's trying to get me. Oh, yeah, I got married, and she's trying to get me to go do stuff. And I just like, okay, I'll go do stuff because I can't sit around. And you are constantly moving. The the cruises. My buddy went on one of the cruises and met you, and he loved it. Yeah, I'm just rambling now. Please feel free to interrupt me with something funny.
No, you know what it is? I'm home right now. I just shot my special in Cleveland, and I'm home right now, and I'm supposed to be going to the store every night and writing material. We're in production for this show I'm shooting. I'm doing podcasts. But, man, I get one day off, and I'm literally in bed going, like, so what's going on with your career, stupid? And then even, like, I take a vacation, and I'm all about, like, GoPros and editing videos and doing promos. My daughters are like, turn it off, fat man.
But you have fun, though. I mean, you can tell, you know, following the different podcasts, and, you know, you're on Joe Rogan's podcast, or, you know, he'll be on yours, or you're talking to these comedians. It's really a good way to keep those creative juices flowing, don't you think? Like, you can improv, you can do stuff, you can tell stories. I don't know. What do you think?
I used to do... I think you can attest to this. I used to be great on radio. When I was young, I was great on radio. I would come in, guns a-blazing, pushing hard, having fun, pushing limits. And then I got on Travel Channel, and it was a different brain that I kind of started flexing, of like a production brain, a host brain. And I remember going in to do radio and having nothing and not having any thoughts. And I think what it was that when I was young, I was so about comedy that I had a million thoughts on a million different things. So if you brought up a topic, I could fire off on it. And I think Travel Channel made me lazy. And so my whole thing now is, like, don't be lazy. Like the more stuff you do, the more you talk. I do a podcast with Tom Segura in 30 minutes. We got a podcast that we're doing. And so me sitting with him, I write more jokes sitting with him and doing a podcast than I'd ever write by myself. Mm-hmm. I do a podcast with Bill Burr. If I didn't have that, sitting with one of the most brilliant minds in comedy, come on. I mean, that's like next level.
Now, when you used to come on to the Regular Guys show, exactly like you said, guns a-blazing, the shirts came off, Larry would get naked, and it was nonstop. And it was hilarious. And one of the funniest things that I've ever been a part of in my radio career was with you, and there was a lady named Kimberly something or other. She was talking, I was getting her to say white things, you know, things white people say, and whispering in her ear, and it was all improv, and we all nailed it and had such a great time. So you get back to that in the podcast.
Yeah, I feel like those early days of doing radio that we would do, mm-hmm. where it was, you know, it was before woke culture. It was before anyone was listening. It was before anyone got fired and it stuck. Back in the day, you got fired and it just would, they'd be like, don't worry, he'll be back with a bigger contract.
Mm-hmm.
Those days were like improv central. And I think that's where podcasts are. And that's why I've gravitated towards podcasts, is that, like, I feel like you can say anything. And then worst case scenario, you don't like it, you edit it out, you know?
Right, right.
And it's not like those days where you were live and you were going to everyone. You'd say something horrible and the phone lines would light up. And you'd be like, all right, we're dealing with this for the next 20 minutes.
Yeah, and now you're suspended for a week and you're not going to get your bonuses and anything like that.
Things have gotten, you know, it's funny to see, like, iHeartRadio get into podcasting. And I'm like, did they ever listen to a podcast? Like, it's like they should maybe check a couple out, because what makes them fun is that iHeartRadio is not involved.
Right. Absolutely. You start getting radio people involved in podcasts, it's the end of podcasting. You know,
I think so. I mean, that's why, you know, that's why we've steered away from, like, those big companies like Podcast One and you know, Earwolf and all these big podcast companies that take 50% of your advertising. And I don't know if Earwolf does that per se or Podcast One, but I know that that is what it's done. They think, in order to earn their 50%, they've got to give you notes. I don't want to hear your notes, and my fans don't want to hear your notes.
Uh-uh.
My fans just want to hear unfiltered conversation for legit 3 hours plus. And that's you know, and they want to hear stuff go off the rails. They want to hear you say stuff that you regret.
Yeah,
that's the excitement.
Now, what are some of the podcasts that you listen to that you're not on or that you're not a part of? Do you have any that you know when you're driving?
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. How I Built This is one of my favorite podcasts in the world. I love that. I love that podcast. I'm a huge Rogan fan. I've listened to Rogan since he started doing his podcast. I think I've learned more listening to that podcast than any other podcast.
Well, yeah, you can listen, to it.
I listen to your mom's house. I can't listen to Bill Burr's podcast by himself because he's such a smart brain that literally every time he comes up with a good idea, I go, well, scrap that off the book for something I'll ever write on stage.
Yeah. I like it, though, because it's so personal and it's just him talking. It's a different kind of podcast.
I love when Nia jumps on. Like, mm-hmm. That's what's hilarious.
Now, getting back to Joe real quick, he's the guy that just invented this whole thing, I think. I mean, he didn't invent it, but he's an early adopter. He's made it. He's got thousands of shows. And you're right. You learn. He'll have Graham Hancock on or Randall, I forget his last name, all these guys talking about the way the Earth was before it got hit by a comet. And then a week later, Mike Tyson's on. And it's just amazing.
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with Joe a long time ago. I was walking in my front yard, and he was talking about pool. And he said something, and he's like, I don't want to bore you. And I was on the phone with him, and I was like, you're not boring me. I go, Joe, you know, the interesting thing about you is whatever you're interested in, I kind of find interest in as well. Like, in a weird way, he's such a fascinated guy that when he finds interest in something, I gravitate towards it too. And I go, I always figure if Joe thinks it's worth a listen for me too, you know?
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm friends with these people. I just started listening to Artie Lang's.
Oh, the Halfway House?
Yeah. And
yeah, Artie was great on Joe's podcast.
Yeah,
wasn't
he was. Oh, it was great. And he was good on Gilbert's. You know, that's my thing every week. Gilbert and Bird and Joe. But I love Artie. You know, I was such a huge Stern fan, and I liked him before Stern. And I'm just happy that he's you know getting his shit together. But it's a great show. And you think, you know, hey, I'm friends with these people, and then I try to interact on social media. I'm like, oh no, they're not your friends.
It is creepy because, you know, even like, you know, like I'll say like, trying to think of who's a good example of this, but like Big J Okerson. Big J Okerson's got a show called The Bonfire. Now, I've known Big J forever and I love Big J, but I listen to The Bonfire so much and I listen to Legion of Skanks so much that when I see him, I catch up with him like I haven't even left him.
Right.
Like, I'm like, dude, that was crazy the other day, huh? When that guy peed on that girl, right? And he's like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry, I was listening. And he's like, you heard that? And I was like, oh, yeah, I wasn't there, sorry.
And
it really is crazy. I was the same way with Rogan, though.
Yeah.
Like, I was a big Rogan fan, huge Rogan fan. And then Rogan invited me to do the podcast, and I was like, hey, man, I'm going to have to geek out a little bit first.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been listening to this podcast, like, on the road for, like, a year. Like, dude, same with Marin. I did Marin's podcast, and I was like, so this is the garage, huh? And he was like, yeah, this is the garage. I was like, wow. Like, you know, it's I can't help it.
Now, your current special, your most recent special, Secret Time, is on Netflix right now. And you said you just shot one. Is this another one for Netflix, or is it something else?
Another one for Netflix. I just shot it in Cleveland, and we're in the editing process now. And then once we have it locked and loaded, we'll get an air date. And a title, so I'm excited.
Now doing them for Netflix that's kind of where most of the comedians are going these days. Is it kind of like the old HBO Showtime model, or is it a little different from that, where you have more control over all of it?
Well, you have 100% control.
Oh.
They don't give you a note at all. But in all fairness, Showtime and Comedy Central never gave me notes either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were just like, whatever you want to say.
That's cool.
You know, shy of the N-word, I'm certain, but, you know, but they were, I never, you know, and I'm not really that, I'm not that edgy of a comic. I'm more of a storyteller.
Oh, yeah.
But what's cool about Netflix is they, you know, they keep it up forever, and it's a different model in the sense that, you know, as opposed to that one-time air date where you're like, everyone needs to tune in, .. to come see my show. You don't have to do any press until the thing's already out on the platform.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's out on the platform, that's when you're in no rush to get in to the Tonight Show or get into the, you're just literally like, yeah, I got it. I can do this, you know? So then I'll do Rogan's probably day after once it's up, and do a hard push for that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Go to New York. I'll fly to New York probably midweek. I'm sure I have tour dates. I'm certain I have tour dates. But yeah, and so actually I should look at that right now because I already know the air date. Crap, I'm in. Oh, no, I'm off that week.
Oh.
So I'm off the week of. So I'll go to New York. I'll do press in New York. I'll probably hop around the country a little bit and do press as many places as I can. So
now, when you come to Atlanta to do your show at the Cobb Energy Center, it's on a Sunday. Will you be in town? Will you be there for the whole week? Because doesn't your wife have relatives in Georgia?
Yeah, I guarantee you my wife will probably come out to this show. Mm-hmm. And will, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's Easter that day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so my wife will probably come to the show with the girls, and we'll probably stay that Monday and fly home Monday afternoon, do something with her family in Bowden in the morning, and then go out, do the two shows, and then fly home the next morning. But, yeah, it'll be a good time to be with my wife's family.
Yeah, well, if you can make it into the station, we don't – because of the format, and we're a news talk station. It's on AM and FM, but it's so rigid with traffic and everything. But we do a half hour podcast after the show. So if you want, maybe you could sit down and hang out with Eric and catch up.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Let me know. I'll let you know my schedule, and if I can make it happen, I would love to do that.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. I tried to get him to jump in, but he's editing a video project that we did. Do you keep?
No, I understand. Tell him I said hi.
I will.
And hopefully I'll see you. Hopefully I'll see you Easter Sunday.
I'll definitely be at that show, and I really am happy I got to catch up with you, man. It's been too long since I've sat in a studio and watched you get naked, so I'm just pretending that you're not wearing anything right now.
I'm not wearing anything, Tim. Your dreams are real.
Ooh, no, thank you, Bert Kreischer. I look forward to seeing you.
I love you, brother.
Love
Take
you
care.
Bye bye.